Welcome back to Teaching Smarter, the podcast that helps you turn classrooms into thinking spaces. I'm Iris, your host, and today we're tackling a familiar challenge. When students write essays or prepare projects, they often jump straight into execution mode. They gather facts, assemble arguments, and get the work done, but sometimes forget to pause and ask, "Am I really thinking critically as I go?" That's where the critical thinking checklist comes in, a simple but powerful tool that helps students stay reflective while they work, not just after the fact. Let's explore how to use it in three easy steps. Step one is pre-task planning. Start with questions. Before students begin writing, designing, or building, set aside 5 minutes for pre-task reflection. Encourage them to start with guiding questions like, "Am I considering multiple perspectives? Are my sources credible, or am I just using the first link I found? Have I checked for biases, both my own and in my sources?" Here's a concrete example you can share. Before finishing your essay on climate change, did you consider counterarguments, like economic concerns or alternative technological solutions that might challenge your viewpoint? This small pause reframes the task. Students move from completion mode to critical engagement mode before they even begin. Step two is to use the checklist during the task. So next, make the checklist a visible part of the workspace. Whether students are writing essays, designing prototypes, or building presentations, the checklist should act as a thinking companion, not an afterthought. Invite them to keep asking themselves, "Am I questioning assumptions as I write? Have I looked for exceptions or gray areas? Is my argument balanced, or am I cherry-picking evidence?" This isn't about slowing down productivity, it's about deepening quality as the work unfolds. If the checklist stays open, on the desk, pinned beside a laptop, or projected on the classroom wall, it becomes a real-time reminder to think while doing. Step three, then, is the post-task review. It means to refine before submitting. Once the essay, presentation, or project is complete, set aside 5 more minutes for a final review using the same checklist.
Did you refine any overgeneralizations? Did you consider counterexamples or exceptions? Did you challenge your first assumptions before finalizing your work? This transforms the editing phase into something much more meaningful. It's no longer just a grammar check, it's a thinking check. Students begin to see reflection as part of the creative process, not an optional add-on. Now let's look at how this works across subjects. In a STEM classroom, students might use the checklist before starting a capstone engineering project. They could ask, "Are we considering the ethical implications of our solution? Are we sourcing data from reputable scientific publications? Have we analyzed both technical and human impacts?" Keeping this checklist visible during the design phase keeps their innovation grounded in responsibility and rigor. In social studies, the same approach works beautifully for research essays or policy simulations. Students might ask themselves, "Am I representing all sides of this issue fairly? Have I checked whether my evidence supports or challenges my personal opinions?" In literature or language arts, students can use the checklist while crafting analytical essays or creative writing. They could ask things like, "Have I considered alternative interpretations of this text? Did I challenge stereotypes or assumptions in my writing?" And in the arts, reflection can shape creativity itself. For example, am I expressing my idea clearly through this medium? Have I explored different perspectives or artistic influences before finalizing my design? No matter the subject, the checklist builds a shared habit, thinking as you go, not just when it's over. The final step is pointing out to students that thinking is a process, not only a step. The goal here isn't to add extra work, it's to embed thinking into the work itself.
By using a critical thinking checklist before, during, and after a task, students build better arguments, stronger reasoning, and a lifelong habit of reflection that stays with them far beyond the assignment. So next time your students start a big project, don't just hand out instructions, hand out a thinking checklist. That's how we help learners become mindful creators, not just task completers. Thanks for listening to Teaching Smarter. For a ready-to-use critical thinking checklist you can print or share digitally, check out our Reflection Nuggets toolbox. Until next time, keep teaching, keep questioning, and keep reflecting.